Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Let's get to some phone calls. Full phone lines, not surprisingly. Either Falcons or general AMA. Any direction you want to take it. BK is in Stone Mountain. Hey, BK.
What's going on? Good afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing today?
What up, B?
Pretty good.
All right. Good, good. Man, well, we're doing okay, I guess. But two things that bothered me about the game last night, and I'll see if y'all agree with me or not. First thing is, if you've been watching Falcons games for a long time, Randy, I know, well, Andy, you have at this point, too. Mm-hmm. Usually, even in the Dirk Cutter regime when he was calling plays, the first few plays of the first offensive possession will usually tell you what the game plan is for the Falcons. And the very first snap or the very first possession, Michael Penix dropped back to throw the football. That kind of told me what the game plan was going to be for that game. One thing that bothered me was, instead of putting the game plan together to beat the Carolina Panthers, it seemed like Zach Robinson put the game plan together to prove that Michael Penix could throw the football around coming off the game that we had against the Vikings. And that bothered me a little bit because we could run the football. Bijan was getting to the second level of the defense, which gets you about 4 or 5 yards. Andy, I think you said Bijan was averaging about 5 yards a carry last game, and we went away from that, and that bothered me. And the second thing that bothered me about the game yesterday is Bryce Young looks like he's having so much fun against the Falcons. He looks so confident against the Falcons, more than any other team. And that bothers me as a Falcons fan. I'm going to see what y'all think about
appreciate it, B.
I agree with both of those things.
Yeah, appreciate it, B.
Here's why Bryce Young looks like he's having more fun against the Falcons than other teams. Because he is.
Because he is.
He's a career 7-26 quarterback. He's a career 3-1 against Atlanta.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Half his wins are against the Falcons.
He's having a ball because they're making it easy on him.
He loves it when they play the Falcons. He's scrambling for touchdowns yesterday.
Yep.
He's a little guy.
Yeah, but
it's
I mean,
little guy back.
Go
there.
Back to what he was saying about the game. Like I said, the first play of the game was a naked boot.
Uh huh.
You got an under route, which is coming underneath, and you got Kyle on the crosser. Just hit Kyle.
Just hit him.
I know. I mean, you're looking for something that's not there. Just take the play.
And then he throws it to Kyle late. And
he throws it
behind
late. It's behind him.
Yep.
Hit him right. Hit him.
Which is a lot of what yesterday was. It was like the throws that he actually made were not the throw that he wanted to make.
Uh-huh.
Like, he ended up making it, and because it wasn't that, he went back to it, and it was late.
Yeah.
Or behind the guy, or overthrown, or whatever. Like, but completely out of rhythm. You can look at the way he's throwing it. Like, there's a hitch, because he's trying to go that way, and now it's not there, so I'm going that way.
Yeah.
There's so many of the throws that he
made
yesterday. It was 18 of 36.
Even when you're resetting your eyes to your next target, you still got to reset everything with it.
Right.
A lot of arm throws where, where I've been watching, not grinding tape, you know.
Grinding tape.
That's right. They're just arm throws. There's no body. There's no reset of the feet. And half of them are rushed. So you try and fastball it in there, and it's a bad throw. I mean, it's a from a technical standpoint, it's a really ugly showcase from Penix yesterday.
Well, it's a hard thing to do, too, you know? Like, if your feet and your shoulders and your body and your momentum's thinking about throwing that way, and then you're trying to just use your arm mm-hmm. in an NFL game to throw a fastball that way, can't do it.
Can't do
like,
it.
Even, you know, even the most talented athletes, which he, you know, is among, it's a really hard thing to do when everyone else out there is an incredibly talented athlete. So, yeah, man, it's not very often we talk about mechanics.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I certainly get out of my depth very quickly talking about quarterback mechanics. But you can see it.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff's plain to the naked eye. You don't have to be an expert to see it. Hopefully they clean it up. Miller is in Atlanta. Hey, Miller.
Well, here we are again. Another sad Monday. Thanks to your Atlanta Falcons. It starts with Rich McKay, but let's not even get that deep. Let's really talk about it, guys. Raheem should not have even been on the team bus to get back. This team looked like Bishop Sycamore against IMG. We looked horrible, guys. 30-0 against the Carolina Panthers. And to boot, it was a division opponent. I can't even make this up, guys. I didn't even see this on my crystal ball. But let's be honest. Penix looks horrible. Yep. This week he looked absolutely horrible, guys. He's 1-4 as a starter. He looked like a deer in headlights. The coaches can't get the play calls to get in, clearly. What's going on out there, guys? I'll let you take it.
Thanks, Miller. I don't know. I don't know. 2-4, by the way. He's 2-4 as a starter. Don't rob him of that Giants game.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
Nope.
Can't argue with that at all. They were completely awful. Again, Michael Penix was terrible. It was. Everybody else was terrible, too. But it was, I mean, like Abe was just saying, it's so obvious of the throw. Like, he has arm. He has a cannon. So imagine when he puts his mechanics to the point. That 1-17 throws over 20. I did not know that stat right there. That's his money right there.
That's where he's supposed to be great.
Yes.
1-17 on throws 15 yards or more.
I didn't know he's throwing the ball over 15 yards.
I didn't realize it was 17 of them.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was 17
of them. We were talking about it yesterday on the Wade Ford show with Joe, and he said he hadn't hit one yet. And I was like, well, he hasn't thrown one, has he?
Uh-huh.
He's like, no, he's thrown 10. I was like, really?
No.
10 balls down the field. And, well, at least he hit one yesterday. Yep. Hit his first one. I don't remember which one it was, but hit one.
But, I mean, all of this, it's got to change. You got to make it more complete. And more than anything, and we'll keep saying it, Bijan only had 13 damn carries.
Best player.
13 damn carries.
Yeah. Give it to him 25 times. Pretty good chance he win the game.
13 damn carries. So between him and Tyler, they had 14 carries. The backup running back, the third string running back, had seven.
Yeah. And also was effective. Yeah. Just to prove the run game was effective. Like, even Nathan Carter came in and averaged 6.5 yards a carry. Like, everybody was running it.
Yeah. But you don't want to run the ball.
Don't understand.
Okay.
I don't get it. That's one of the big confusions for me. Hey, Samuel is in Woodstock. Hey, Samuel, how are you?
Good. So my question is, why are the Falcons not firing Zach Robinson? Because we can't get plays off in time. Mm-hmm. We have the play clock's always low, and we can never get plays off in time. And there's way too many motions and. We're always throwing screen passes and stuff. Why do we never throw the ball to London or Mooney deep? And all of our touchdowns are from running backs. Let's throw the ball some more to London or Mooney.
All right, Samuel. Thank you. That is unfortunate. I think Penix has as many touchdown passes to the other team as he does to his own this year. That's not great.
No, it's not.
You're not going to fire the offensive coordinator after week 3.
No. Especially when there's nobody on your staff.
Right.
That's an experienced play caller.
Like, maybe if your head coach was an offensive coordinator by trade.
That would might help.
You take over.
Yeah, but you don't. He's not.
You also, you know, again, they're not going to do that. But you're getting into a pretty tough situation here if we're in year 2 and you already got rid of the first DC you had, right?
Yep.
So that was a bad hire.
Yep.
Now we're 3 games into year 2 with this offensive coordinator and people are talking about that.
And we're going to go back to when he was hired. Slam dunk hire. Off Nick Vay tree.
Everybody said that's the guy you want.
You know, but no, he's not getting fired. I know emotions are high.
Yeah.
There's plenty of reasons that when you talk about Moody and everything. Like I said, Mood, I just don't think he's there yet. He's working his way back.
He's clearly not.
But he's not where he needs to be. Yeah. And that's
he missed 2 months.
Not having time with Michael during camp. The thing with Drake London is that, they fed the hell out of him last year. because he was doing something different than he did this year. He's playing a lot more outside than he played. Last year, remember, he was in the slot working over people.
Well, now Kyle's there.
And now Kyle's there. But, okay, put Kyle. That's where I always thought, that's where I always thought Kyle should be. Throw it to him. That's my thing about just throw it to him. But I think a lot of times we get too – well, not we. They get too cute sometimes and just doing the basic stuff. Doing the basic stuff.
Win ugly.
Hell, it wins.
Rather win ugly than lose cute.
Yeah, I'm sure would.
Ron's in Swanee. Hey, Ron.
I'm sure would.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Ron.
I don't know. I might have the record for on hold from the guy in Alaska. I don't know if I'm in the lead or not. But
well done.
Everybody keeps talking about this. We've been in this rabbit hole for since yesterday. Since about, I don't know, when we missed the second kick. Mm-hmm. And everybody's doing, you know, here we go again. And then you guys are just trying to make sense of it all, but and I don't know what those two clowns in the afternoons got to say, but
get rid of him.
Get rid of him. Hang the hell up and call back.
Yeah. That sucks to be on hold for like 2 hours and then do that.
Yeah.
We'll get it together, Ron. S is indicator. Hello, S.
Hey guys. First question. We're not including postseason losses because we already know that game we don't talk about is number one.
Okay.
But simply regular season, where does this game rank? Because I think this has a good shot at being number one.
Hell
in the worst regular season losses. You know, some people might bring up other games, the Saints games from a few years ago, but I think this is number one by far. And number two, how likely is it next week or whenever our next game is, how likely is it we bounce back and play a completely different game or continue more of the same from this week? Because I could honestly see us blowing – who do we play next, the Commanders?
Yeah.
I could see us either blowing them out or getting rolled over again. Yeah. No in between.
Yeah, thank you, S. I mean, that is – I get that. Like, yeah. It's hard to know what to expect.
Yeah, because you don't know what team is going to show up.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, he was just chatting over here. I was like, they probably win this weekend.
Yeah.
They'll probably win this weekend.
Of course. They'll play great. They'll hand it to Bijan.
They'll probably win this weekend.
I don't know how to rank it in terms of the regular season losses in, like, the last decade. It's the worst I've seen them play.
Yes. They were bad.
I can say that.
Like,
games that they, like, had two touchdown leads with 5 minutes left. And somehow. I always go back to the Cowboys didn't get on the onside kick game. Like, there's a lot of losses because of how it went at the end that felt worse to me than that. But that's the worst I've ever seen them play.
Yeah, they were awful. Dude.
Yesterday.
They were pretty
awful. Also, one more point.
Oh, hey.
Can I make one more point?
Sure. You're still there.
Do you guys remember last Friday when I called and said the Panthers think we have a rivalry and this, this, that?
Yeah.
I think trash talk hurts the worst when a team is 4-30 in their last 34 games?
Yes.
And you have no right to say anything back. That's the worst type of trash talk.
Yeah. No, it's hard.
It's like if you lose to a 2-year-old.
Right. That's the hard part about being the Falcons fan in this situation is, all right, so yeah, they are the Carolina Panthers, and they're talking trash, and they're saying what they're saying. But, like, what's your comeback?
You don't have one.
You know?
You don't have one. You don't have one.
I know.
Yeah. You don't have one.
Shut up. You live in Charlotte. Because, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, at least you don't live in Charlotte.
That's true, but there is no comeback.
30 to nothing, man. They got you. James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, James.
I wanted to ask you, do you think Atlanta is forcing an issue with Penix too much, that they're trying to make him be successful and when they need to let him see it and develop more? And I also wanted to ask you, do you think the Carolina Panthers have improved a lot, not just because they beat us yesterday, but do you think they're starting to put the team together better and we've seen a better team a lot more just in general? And I personally think, Buck, I think we play the Commanders, Bills, and 49ers, and it looks like we're going to have three losses in a row. I think you got to get rid of coaches and coordinators if you want to go anywhere. I mean, you don't before the season's done, I think.
All right. Thank you, James. Thank you, James. Look, I mean, if that happens – those conversations we'll have. But,
yeah.
We haven't talked about the Panthers really at all.
No.
Tet McMillan is going to be a problem.
He's going to be a problem
for a long time.
He hit go-go gadget arms on him. How did he do that? Yeah, like, he hit go-go gadget arms on him.
He jumped 8 feet in the air and just went up and got it.
Yes.
That guy's going to be a problem. They don't have much of a run game.
No.
And I don't know about Bryce Young.
Still not so, but I thought he played well. He plays good in the pocket, man. His escapability on that first touchdown,
yep.
I mean,
yep.
For him to be able to get out of the way he did. But yeah, I don't think so.
All right, let's give him a crack at this one. Positive Paul.
Hey, there's my guy.
Let's see what you got.
There's my guy.
What is up, guys? Y'all need a shot of me today. Let me tell you something. Carolina Panthers is a very good football team. Derrick Brown is also from Sugar Hill, like Positive Paul, and that is a man child in the middle of that line, and that's one of the reasons we could not run up the middle as well. Uh-huh. Now, on tackle, we look really, really well running the ball. I wish we could run the ball a lot more. I'm glad nobody got injured. I'm worried about Penix. The only reason I'm worried about Penix is that the look on his face, even in the first half, I hope he didn't tweak anything. Because it just didn't look like he felt like he was 100%, I'll be honest with you. Now, I got to go back to Koo last week. I think the Falcons just did themselves a big wrong by dropping Koo too early. I think they jinxed themselves. And also, you know, I've heard people all day talk about firing coordinators and stuff like that. That doesn't need to happen. But I will say that I wish our special teams coordinator had worked with Koo a little bit and maybe backed him off the line about 2 or 3 yards to give him a better look at the goalpost. Now we're in the same situation as we were in with Koo, but worse because we don't know if this guy's going to yip the next three.
Yeah. All right, Paul. Thank you.
So,
thank
you, Paul. We got to go, Paul. We got to go.
Carolina Panthers are a good football team.
There you go. Positive Paul, baby.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Love Positive Paul. Falcons are it's like liking BBLs on Instagram.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do it.
The Falcons got caught watching porn on AirPlay.
Yep.
That's what they were doing.
Your weekly PSA from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. When taking muscle relaxers, do not operate heavy machinery or coffee pots.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right. Falcons hit AirPlay while watching porn, and make sure your Instagram likes aren't a public list.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I still can't believe you fell for that.
I didn't know. Instagram was new. I'm not the most tech savvy guy in the world. And I don't know. I liked them. I really did. I liked them. All right. Have a great rest of your.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.